conviction of the Holy Spirit. And then you have power.
Yes. Yeah.
You come to the mouth.
Yeah.
You can't be
touched.
You come to
the living.
The living.
Yeah.
I don't mean going to come, I mean you've already come.
All right.
Sitting right here now.
You. Yes.
All right. They say sometimes during a lifetime you ought to visit Rome. Say, sometimes during your lifetime you ought to come to the heavenly city.
All right.
And to an innumerable number.
Now that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
And to an innumerable company. Give it back to the company now.
All right.
All right.
Read on.
And to an innumerable company of angels.
Uh-oh.
Now.
Yes.
What are angels?
You come to an innumerable company of angels.
All right.
See?
Yeah.
Hold it, Buster.
All right.
See? Them angels that was cast down.
From here. Down here. War ones of the inhabitants of the earth are there. Yeah.
And you
of the brother you cast down under you. Yeah. You down here walking around in the flesh. Yeah. In the spirit, you're in another.
All right.
That's it. So you caught up with the whole business. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now you got to be a judge of which one of these things is in you.
That's right.
You see?
Then somebody said, you can think you folks down there don't see you, right? You're the handful of folks. You think that's all. You think y'all are the only one got to do. We got some of those out. Place too. Some of these. Now listen, don't you go detecting nothing and get some parts like that. You either have it all or else you don't have it. No, it's not divided. All right. To what?
To an innumerable company of angels.
To an innumerable company of angels.
To
wait a minute. See, you're down here with them that fell, you're up there with them. Read on.
To the General Assembly.
To the General Assembly.
And church.
Hold that! Right. See, this is just a small ministry. See, John wrote to the seven churches that were in the ancient
Philadelphia, Virginia, and Ephesus, and so forth and so on. See? Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now, this is the General Assembly.
Right.
See? See, the General Assembly.
Yeah.
That means all is put together.
Okay.
The General Assembly. How about that?
All right,
Pete. Now, that's the lead country. See?
Yeah.
All right, Pete.
The General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn.
And Church of the Firstborn, or Assembly of the Firstborn. Right. Which are written in heaven. Holy. Holy.
All right.
Holy Buster. See, which are written in heaven. Okay? And not for him.
And to Elohim.
No, that can't be so. See, we have come to God.
No.
See, we have come to God.
Right.
All right. And what else?
The judge of all.
The judge of all.
And to the spirit of just men made perfect.
Now, wait a minute. We've caught up with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
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 Yes, we've caught up with
it. Right.
How about that?
Yeah.
We're right in there with
it. Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, ain't that nice?
Yeah.
And that ain't all.
Oh,
yeah. We don't want to make it.
And to Yahshua.
Oh, look out.
Yeah.
Now you see you right back again. And to Yahshua,
the mediator of the new covenant.
No.
Wait, go ahead.
Mediator means a go-between.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's right. Now, the Catholics want us to believe that Mary comes from hell every Sabbath day. And visits poor souls in purgatory. Now, she was supposed to be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
See? And I don't know how you figure this out. But Pope Pius the
right.
Yes, it is.
And yet you were coming ahead before this. And yet he just put it in here. May 1950. That's one of the great miracles that he performed. Now Paul said in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians 5th verse, that flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now you read that, you come to the spirit of judgment, not the body.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Made for you, Father. Oh, brother, this is something else. Are y'all sorry?
No.
All right. Okay. Read it on. And now wait a minute, you come to Joshua now.
Right.
Now you already done come to it.
Right.
Didn't say the Pope.
No.
Didn't say the Cardinal. Didn't say your pastor.
That's right.
And who was the media? Yahweh. Is that right?
Yes.
And the media is the New Testament. Is that right?
Yes.
Now then, look. How in the world can you tell me that the Pope has power to put somebody in here? See? And he's not the media. Get first as I get tempted. I want to show you the name of one media. And you come to that.
Right.
See? Right. That is. Is that 1 Timothy?
2:5.
2 Timothy.
1 Timothy.
2:5. I want it read.
Right. For what is Yahweh?
For what is Yahweh? Yahweh is just one.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the Trinity.
Right.
He's just one. All right, read.
And one mediator.
And this just one is me.
Okay.
Now, Mary will not do for me.
No.
Right.
No. No.
The Pope won't do for a mediator.
No, sir.
Your pastor will not do for a mediator.
No, sir.
How about that?
All right.
Just one mediator. Who is that?
One mediator between him and men.
There's one mediator between Yahweh and men.
The man, Yahshua the Messiah.
Oh, God, why don't you get yourself a Bible? Yahshua the Messiah, not the Pope. Go back and repeat what you just read over in Hebrew.
And to Yahshua, the mediator.
Yeah, you see.
All of right. The new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
And to the blood of sprinkling.
That speaketh better things than that of Abel.
And that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
See that ye refuse not him that speaketh.
Hey, look, you think it's me.
All right.
And I've been trying to tell you all the time about preaching and teaching in the name.
All right.
I've already told you even this morning, I don't want to hear him teach, and then I don't want to hear you.
Right.
I've tried my best to tell you that the Holy Spirit was the teacher in this school.
Right.
Not old Henry Hayes. Not you. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how many degrees you got.
See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who
now,
refuses
if they didn't get away with it,
that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Now see, it's Yahweh or the Holy Spirit in this body. That's Joshua, that's Yahweh, in this body, that's speaking.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Hallelujah. All right. You refuse me, but don't you refuse him.
All right.
That's speaking from heaven.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
All right. And look, everything I said, I read it out of the Bible.
That's right. Yeah.
Read.
Whose voice then shook the earth?
Whose voice then shook the earth?
But now.
Well, wait a minute. Signify.
All right.
You want me to read out? Read. The removal. And while I'm on that, Yahweh is soon.
All right.
Gonna roll up the heavens and the earth like a scroll.
That's right.
That's
right.
Not gonna put up with your foolishness.
Yeah.
No ignorance. No hard head. Much gone.
All right.
That has to be done. Because he said, unless the day be shortened, there wouldn't be nobody saved.
That's right.
You understand? And as I told you when I got up here, on what we're doing now, it's just green. The harvest is past. We just going around getting up the few fragrances left over.
Yeah.
Not carrying the beans.
Yeah.
It's this harvest is over. That's right. This is the last year. And you always have a little patience. You need new time to repent. Just bring another fly right. You understand? You better take advantage of the job. All right, read on.
Whose voice then shook the earth.
Whose voice then shook the earth.
But now he has promised.
But now he has promised.
Say.
Say.
Yet once more I shake not the earth only.
Once more I shake not the earth also.
But also heaven.
He's shaking heaven.
Yeah.
The thing that came. The things that remain, you understand?
Yeah.
Taking both the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Well, every time. Say, I don't know whether you've noticed it or not.
All right.
I don't know whether you did not, but I'm calling your attention to it. I'm tired of your stupidity.
All right.
Every time Yahweh speaks through me like it is now. There's an earthquake somewhere. Look out, there's one coming for.
All right. All right.
Read on.
And this word yet once more signify the removing of those
Did
things
I tell you that
are
the signals. These earthquakes and things you're getting, they're signals. You see? Jehovah's Witness is quoting a song in that case. You understand? They said one generation goes and another comes, but the earth abides forever. But y'all ain't gonna remove it. That's right. See, forever. And the need, our world has a need. And while I'm on that, I think I should say this. See, the world has ended more than once.
Yes.
I see, you too stupid to realize. See, this is back here before. That was the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
End of that world. That's why I'm tired of the crucified out there. That was the end of the world.
Right.
The end of the
age. Right.
You say, and one more thing I want to call your attention to. The thing is that. And I'll tell you before we get to it.
And this word.
Wait a minute, I'm going to tell you before you get to it.
All
right. Say, open the feet. Listen to me. The whole family. All that you read about.
Yes.
In heaven and earth.
Yes.
It's all about the same.
Yes.
Now you can decide to go down.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Okay.
The whole family in heaven and in earth is called by some type.
No.
Baptist.
No.
Methodist.
No.
Presbyterian.
No.
Not the Baptist. Oh, now.
No.
They call by the same name. Because they all have the
common.
They all in heaven.
Yeah.
All down there on earth.
Yes.
They call by the same name.
Mm.
I'm talking about stupid.
Yeah.
That is.
Yes.
Right. All right, read.
And this word, yet.
What was that thing? Think what the Hebrew was. You need any from the Hebrew.
And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken.
That's right.
As of things that are made.
That's right.
That those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
That those things which cannot be shaken. Now look, folks, I've been told you this. You can just go around and lie on me all you want. Say anything you want to say about me. See, I ain't even shook up about it. You see what I mean? I've told you that. I already told you. I know there's a lot of folks on me that I say. See that?
Yeah.
It don't bother me. You see what I mean? Say, look, if these folks didn't do that, they did in the day of Joshua the Messiah. You see? When he was walking around here, he was a man in flesh. You see what I'm talking about? They did it back here?
Yes,
they did. Yeah, that's right. And now they kill off the whole business, pretty much all of them is stuff. You see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. They did it back here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why shouldn't you look far down here?
Right.
Yeah.
Listen to me what I say. I know all of that. That somebody has a nerve. Go grab up some book.
That's right, man.
There's some stupid idiot. Say, rope. And go try to show me something. Get off with somebody else, please. He tried to convince me that I'm wrong.
Yes,
sir. Now, you know what's wrong there? You know why you did that? More than one ain't done that.
Yes.
That's right. I'm not going to question about it. More than one ain't done that. But you know what's wrong with that? You want to say what's wrong with that? Feeble-minded.
Yes. Yes.
You said something to feeble-minded.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You can't be through this mission no how. You look all right. Let me give him a little comfort. Everything's all right. Just take it easy. I just take it easy. You don't come to it with a full, profound knowledge of this thing until you get in here. You see what I'm talking about? All right. And Paul said again to the Corinthians, just I didn't want to get every one of you as a doctor. Every one of you has a philosophy. Every one of you are a teacher, great teacher. And you're still teaching different things. Come back to your seminary, get a ring tonight. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you're there, but they didn't have them to go by.
No.
Your father? But speak.
Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be.
No. Say, Mr. Ballbuster, did you see that man coming here the other day on Sunday? And say, he comes here to set up the kingdom of God on earth. You think you're talking about they receiving the kingdom way back then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's to be expected, though.
Yeah.
See? I'd like to be a big shot. If I can't be the bell tower, I won't gallop in there. This is the great me. This is the great I am. Now all y'all follow me. Get behind me, follow me. I'd like to tell you what you were doing. In that case. Dr. Hobbs, where'd you take all them folks back to? And say the bad part of that story is this. I got the book, I don't get the book, we got the book. That man got the right book right here.
Yeah,
right there. Yeah, we can have it for you. Mm-hmm. See, I tell you folks, I'm going to live to see June the 6th, 1963. He died June the 3rd.
Right.
And he asked 550 million Roman Catholics to pray for him that he would not see another Pentecost. That was the 50th day, 46th of June. See? Right?
Right.
He went on out there, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Anybody want to argue about that?
No, sir.
See? Now, if you're going to say, see, you know what Roman means? The devil. Then when the sons of Yahweh come to present themselves before you, the devil be coming to you.
Right.
Now that's where he comes from. Remember, I told you he was cast out of heaven. He said, then walking through the fold in the earth and looked down in it. Romans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Universal.
Right. Yeah.
all around.
Now, folks, I try to give you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I want you to say that's enough of this.
All right.
Say, that's enough of this.
Okay. You think that will be. Is that all of
it? Well, I ain't going to go back.
Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace.
What about it?
No.
Works.
No.
Grace.
Let us have grace whereby we may serve Elohim acceptably.
Whereby we not acceptable.
Right.
Now he ain't going to accept this stuff.
Where is he done with it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He ain't going to accept that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Check his foot washing him out of bed, kids, you know,
right
there.
Right.
All right, read.
With reverence and
with reverence.
Holiness and faith.
Holiness, and then you be afraid.
Yeah. For our Elohim is a consuming fire.
Now, just a minute. Hold it, buddy. For our Elohim, I tried my best to tell you what the name was.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, our Elohim is a consuming fire. Now, then that makes me have to go back and read another one. See, go get extra. Now, use it all and read it. Now, same thing.
Exodus 24:17. And the sight of the glory of Yahweh was like devouring fire.
Or consuming.
Yeah.
The word of God. The word of God. It means the same thing. Right?
Right.
For our Elohim is a consuming fire. And this mountain, that is mountain, that the cloud covers the top of that mountain. The cloud of a pillar, a cloud by day, and a cloud by night.
Mm-hmm.
And in the eyes of the children of Israel, it was a divine fire, or a consuming fire.
Right.
This is the nature.
Yes.
Yahweh is everything that he is. Mm-hmm. He definitely has to be in the nature.
Right.
Because there can't be nothing outside of it.
Right.
So neither can stone fire.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Folks, I hope you got something.
Yeah.
I hope you got something. Yeah. Yeah. Now, this is what we're asking.
All right.
Now, this is what we're asking. I got no gift to him. Now, I told you about that bomb.
Right. Yes.
Now, the Pope, he had a crown. Because that's Latin.
Right.
Written in the top ring of it. Kilia, that's the second ring. Gear, that's the third ring.
Right.
And that's translated out of Latin. Means this in English. By far from the Son of the Lord. That's what that means.
Right.
Now, if you take that, you put it in Roman numerals. Yeah, we have it over there on that chart. That's in by five. B stands for five, and one equals one, and so forth and so on. And then you get 666, and that's Revelation 13.
Right.
And that shows you that here. Smart and y'all. Riding around. Coming. Tell you your story. See that now?
Yeah.
See that now?
Yeah.
They had to run a stage. They couldn't touch that off. That's the throne of God. People running out of the world, Catholic Church, had a Catholic Church here to raise them. 40 million in 1 year.
Right.
All of three.
Starting at 13th verse. Wherefore I desire that you faint not from my tribulation for you, which is your soul.
Yeah.
For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Savior.
Because for this reason, for this cause I bow my knees.
Of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah.
Yahshua the Messiah.
of whom the whole family in heaven and earth
now,
is named.
Now, did you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
So now, you quit talking about my family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You get in my family. Because the whole family of heaven and earth is called by the same name. We are living on that.
No,
we're not.
No.
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 You see now?
All right. What else up there? That is. That is.
We oftentimes refer to the fact that back there, before he revealed his name to Moses as Yahweh, he was called El Shaddai. See? That means the Almighty Provider. Now that's what he's been doing all the way down through the ancient dispensation, providing for you and for me.
That's right.
Now we get that wrong too, because we got ourselves all in the way. I'm making a living for myself. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. Listen, man, you wouldn't do nothing except Yahweh put the breath of life in
there.
Sure.
Understand?
But that's the way it is. Now what I wanted to say is that, see, he's providing. See, now what he gave us this morning, evidently we must need it.
Right.
He's going to provide for our needs.
Right.
Somebody that's definitely malnutritious, malnourished in here.
That's right.
You see, they have come to the realization that they are Yahweh manifested in a box, and that he is, and that everything else. That goes for even the dog.
Right.
Right.
In the backyard.
That's right.
You see, the birds, the bees, and just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as much as we have harped on that, you see, you should know that by now.
Right.
And it's just utter stupidity for you not to know. Now, Yahweh, see, you can't blame him for your ignorance.
Right.
Yahweh has made special provision to abolish our stupidity and ignorance. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he did that way back in the realm of eternity, even before you and I were brought forth. See, he was acting in the role of El Shaddai then.
Right.
See? Well, what was he providing then? He was providing a way for you and me to come to knowledge and understanding of him by creating the universe the way that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything manifest himself and reflect him so as to abolish your and my excuse for not knowing him as he really is and as he actually is. Now that's what he was doing. He was El Shaddai.
Right.
Now get before me again. Romans 1:19-20. He can't leave us alone.
Right. Because that which may be known of Yahweh.
Now anything that you might want to know of Yahweh
is manifest in them.
Now Yahweh has already manifested right within you.
Mm.
Now he's made it so convenient unto you. You see? And if he hadn't done it the way that he did it, see, you can have some excuse.
Right.
See? We're always going away somewhere and forgetting this or the other thing. Is that right, Freddie?
Right. Right.
See? Oh, I left my wallet at home. I had an accident right in front of our house there, not too long ago. And when it was all being done, we didn't have a wallet and drive it like that.
Hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Hmm.
Forgotten and left it home. That's the predicament to be in. But she told that to the cops. They kind of went along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying we're always forgetting something and leaving it at home. Is that right?
Yeah.
See? Now Yahweh didn't even give us that excuse.
Right.
To carry out. Because he put all of the witnesses of himself right within this physical body.
Right.
You see? Now have you ever gone anywhere and left yourself at home?
No.
Now that might sound like a stupid question. Somebody would have to be intelligent, man. He has a stupid question, I guess.
No, what I'm trying to say is that you carry the evidence around with you all the time. And you can't get away with it. Get away from it. See?
When you go to bed, wherever you go, you've got all the proof of Yahweh's existence that you need right within you. And the purpose and the plan operating within you. Now what we are particularly after today is, you see, whether you are Yahweh in the body. And we want to show the evidence that Yahweh has put within you.
And I have you to know this, folks, that this evidence has been with you all the time. See? Now, we just come upon it now since we've been coming to this class.
That's right.
See? But it was this way even before you come to the class. It was this way from the foundation of the world. Now, if any of us had been all that smart, then I believe you would have known something about it. You see? And he first, being a medical doctor, having studied the physical body, see, all these things I'm telling you about, I did not know. You see? And I can truthfully say that you didn't either.
Right.
You see, but Yahweh showed you. Now, what we're going to do is just take you and see, just pick out some of the evidence that you have of Yahweh, you see, in you. See if we can see his trademark on you. See? And while I'm talking about this, you see, then you think about Jesus. You see, if that will fit. Now, Jesus starts with a J.
Right.
You see? And what we're after is Yahweh, see? To say there in Revelation 14 chapter, and his Father's name and his name written in their forehead, in their mind. You see? Now, that's a why that we're after. You see? Mm-hmm. Now, even that letter, the way that it's made, has some meaning and some significance. You see? It says in the book there, we just got through reading it. 1 Timothy 2:5, for one is Yahweh. You see? And one mediator between Yahweh and men. Is that right? Now one is Yahweh. See? But Yahweh has manifested himself in these two manifestations. See? I should say he's shown himself in these two manifestations. See, Yahweh took on shape and form here as Elohim. Yahweh Elohim. That's the form that he creates the heavens and the earth by. See? And that is the archetype or original pattern of the universe. And this pattern after pattern, that's the explanation of the shape and form. See? Then he come on down a little farther and took on a fleshly form. See? Known as Yahshua the Messiah. Now this is the word here. John said in the beginning was the word. The word was with Yahweh and the word was Yahweh. And the same was in the beginning with Yahweh. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. That's the word. See? As he went into the other night, see. Well, nobody ever carried that around under their arm.
Right.
You understand? See? Now the word was made flesh, you see, and dwelt among us. Now that fleshly form that he walked around in, that's called Yahshua the Messiah. See? So out of the one Yahweh, you see, you have an Elohim and Yahshua. See? So that shows that significance that you have to that letter, Y. Now, as Dr. Kelly spoke to you, that the high priest, you'll find this in Exodus 28:36. We won't have you to read it. Read on down to the 38th verse there. Where the high priest had that crown, you see, that mitre, had a blue band of lace, you see, with a gold plate, with the name or the phrase, holiness unto Yahweh, inscribed therein. See? In other words, that was written in his forehead. Is that right?
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
Now then, just take a man, just like you're looking at him. You see? Now he has arching eyebrows. Is that right? On either side. And those arching eyebrows take you right on into the line of the nose.
Yes.
You understand? Now that's a rod sitting up in everybody's face. Our forehead.
That's right.
See, everybody said, no, that's not the forehead. The forehead's up here. Look, the forepart of anything is the front part.
Right. Right.
Forehead. Now, isn't all of this your head? So this part of it is the forehead. Front part of it.
Right.
Technically, yeah, we refer to this part up here as the forehead, but all of it's your forehead.
Right.
Now here's a big Y sitting up here in everyone's forehead. You see? They know Yahweh. He said he was going to be there. See? Now you've been looking at that all your lifetime. I'm going to move on until I get to the Stephen. See? Had you ever seen it before?
No.
As much as you looked in the mirror at yourself and looked at one another, had you ever reasoned that that was a wise sitting up there in your feet before?
No, sir. No, see?
And if you hadn't been told that down here, you wouldn't to this day know it. And I admit that it didn't come through my intelligence.
You see?
So if you found out about it, Yahweh has revealed it unto you. And it was just as plain as a nose on your face. Which is about to do for your nose. He's standing right out there in front of you. Understand? Kind of something else that goes along with that. See? I told you about those two manifest states. I'm going to show you why you ain't got a face like you got. You see? Yahweh Elohim and Yahshua the Messiah.
Yeah.
See? Now this is the son of Yahweh, is that right?
Right.
And this, it was the son of Yahweh. Now that doesn't mean that he had two sons.
No.
Understand? They were one and the same, folks. You understand? Now then, those are his two witnesses in reality. Now everything that you are witnessing to in the world is coming through the sight that you perceive with these two eyes. And both eyes see as one.
Right.
Now, you got one eye looking over here somewhere and the other eye, and you're in bad shape. We call it cockeyed foot. You don't feel at ease around a cockeyed foot, but you don't know what you think. One eye. It gives you an uneasy feeling, and you just want to get on up and get on the way. Is that right? Now those are sons, S-O-N-S. Now you got a son out here in the heavens that portrays that too. S-U-N. And it operates in an orbit. Is that right? See? Understand? Now these two eyes that you got what you call orbits that they operate in. The ocular orbit. You see? And in the day give light unto this tabernacle, they are as S-U-N-S. But both of them are seeing as one. Now then, let's put one over here on this side, Elohim, and one over on this side, Yahshua the Messiah. You understand? Yahweh's two witnesses. Now then, you've got a nose, is that right?
Right.
See? Now knowledge is one of the attributes of Yahweh. Divine knowledge. Now you know a whole lot of things, but until you know the purpose and plan of Yahweh, see, you really don't have no knowledge. And it is the knowledge,
you see,
that is salvation or eternal life. Is that right?
Right.
You see? Now you have to know something about Yahweh. Now you gotta know it's triangular shape. You see? It's flat like mine. And if I he's told you about these vowels before. You see, I'll bring this out because it got you in the little book. See? Now here's your nose triangular shape. See? And it's halfway down the nose, you've got bone. That's a name for bone. And the rest of it is flesh, cartilage. See? Now that makes an A. That's showing that you're going to have to put an A in Yahweh. Make it pronounceable as Yahweh. See? You understand? I'm trying to show you why it is that you are shaped just like you are. See? And that's where everybody knows. Take your finger down, feel your nose, feel the top part of that bone. And then you fall to a portion that don't have one. See? And the rest of it flex on that. See? That makes the crossbar that A. Now then, you got another thing going on here. Down here is the nostrils. Here you got a scepter that comes up in there. You see? That divides it into two nostrils. Now that's your E, because look, this is all you have to do. Just outline that compartment. See? I'm outlining for you. See? There's your A, and here's your E. Adam and Eve, they were in Yahweh, and you are in Yahweh. Understand? See? Down there, that's your nose, see? In your mouth, it's shaped like a heart. You see? The upper lip is rolled away, see? And the lower lip, see? And that is significant
see, as Messiah said, out of a man's heart are the issues of life. And these two tables of stone, see, they were shaped like a heart. And so when a man speaks, you can tell when he's got that real law, the spirit of life, written in his heart and in his mind. Now then, all of this, you see, is in the cloud.